From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's Monday, July 12th. I'm Marco Werman. Two bombings kill more than 70 people in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. The Somali Islamist group says it was responsible. Four South Africans are charged with trying to sell low-radiation nuclear material. And the current Greek prime minister may have to undo some of the legacy of his father, a former Greek prime minister.
It's like an ancient tragedy, you know. Basically, you have to kill your father and, you know, whatever he created in order to succeed.
Also, Roman Polanski is free. Switzerland announces it won't extradite him. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A Somali insurgent group with links to al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for twin bomb attacks in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, last night. More than 70 people were killed, including one American. The group, al-Shabaab, targeted crowds gathered at an Ethiopian restaurant and at a sports bar to watch the World Cup final. Joel Matsiko was at the bar when he heard a loud noise.
People started falling and running, people carrying dead bodies. It was terrifying. It was even more terrifying after seeing people down on the ground and some dead on their chairs.
Al-Shabaab has long threatened to carry out large-scale attacks outside Somalia, but this was the first time the group has apparently followed through on that. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
It's not immediately obvious why a hardline Islamist group inside Somalia would want to kill people in Kampala, Uganda. But Uganda has peacekeeping troops in Somalia as part of an African Union force there. Those Ugandan troops exchange fire with Shabaab fighters on the streets of Mogadishu every day, according to Yusuf Garad, head of the BBC's Somali service.
Shabaab is very radical Islamist group operating inside Somalia. They are controlling large parts of central and southern Somalia, and they are in open hostilities with the Somali government and the African peacekeepers in Mogadishu. And the African peacekeepers are coming only from two countries, that is Uganda and Burundi.
Garad says al-Shabaab has two main agendas right now. The first is global jihad.
But the second thing is that because many people are upset with the shelling coming from the African peacekeeping force towards residential areas in Mogadishu, which are in the hands of Shabaab, Shabaab is trying to portray that they are the protector of the population and they will speak for the people.
Garad says just last week, Shabaab's leader threatened to attack targets in Uganda and Burundi.
The attacks were very disturbing.
That's political science professor Ken Menkhouse of Davidson College.
We have been watching and wondering if al-Shabaab would, in fact, launch attacks beyond its own borders. To date, it's only threatened to do so against neighboring countries and the West, but this is the first time that they've actually acted on that threat. So this is a major departure from their previous policy.
Interestingly, Ken Menkhouse thinks the attacks in Kampala are actually a sign of weakness, not of strength. He thinks Shabaab's popular support has been waning since their heyday in 2007 and 2008, when they served as the main armed resistance to a deeply unpopular Ethiopian military occupation of their country.
Since that time, though, they have degenerated into a real radical jihadist fringe. They have embraced al-Qaeda overtly, which is unpopular among Somalis. They have imposed some draconian interpretations of Sharia law in some of the places they control. They're not popular. They've lost the credibility and the cause that they had in 2007, 2008. And what they have is to try to reframe the Somali conflict as Somalis versus foreigners.
And that could backfire, Menkhouse says. He says attacks like last night's could provoke a big international crackdown on al-Shabaab, and that could include legal pressures on Somalis living abroad. Those pressures could disrupt the flow of remittances that keep the Somali economy going, and al-Shabaab could be blamed for that. And even if al-Shabaab gets its way and forces African Union peacekeepers out of Mogadishu, then it would have to govern, Menkhouse says, and that would likely spark a civil war.
Shabaab wins when the war in Somalia pits Somalis versus the foreigners. Then they can pose as the protectors of the Somali people. When it's an intra-Somali political and military fight. They lose because they're very, very unpopular.
But that doesn't mean they aren't dangerous. Again, Yusuf Garad of the BBC's Somali service.
This is the first time that Shabab carried out an attack outside Somali territory. And whether it's a sign of strength or whether it is a sign of frustration, it's not very clear. But they will not lose much unless they are attacked and eradicated by bigger forces.
It's not clear what the international response to the attacks will be, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs announced this afternoon that the FBI would be assisting Uganda in the investigation of the bombings. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.